Blackstone Audio presents A Voice in the Night by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli. This book is read by Grover Gardner. 1. He woke up at exactly 6:30 a.m., rested, fresh, and perfectly lucid. He got up, went and opened the shutters, and looked outside. Calm sea, flat as a table, and a clear sky, blue with a few small white clouds that looked as if it had been painted by a Sunday painter and put there as decoration. A decidedly anonymous day, but he liked it precisely because of its lack of character. For there are certain days that, from the first light of dawn, impose their strong personalities on you, and you have no choice but to bend down, submit, and put up. He went back to bed. There was nothing to do at the office, and so he might as well take it easy. Had he dreamed? He'd read in some magazine that one always dreams, and that even when we think we haven't, it's because in waking up we forget what we've dreamed. And perhaps this loss of dream memory was also due to age. In fact, at a certain point in his life, the moment he opened his eyes, his dreams of the night would come rushing back to him, and he could watch them unfold in sequence, like movies. Then he had to make an effort to remember them, whereas now he just forgot them, and that was that. His sleep of late had become like diving into a pitch-black mass, deprived of his senses and brain. For all practical purposes, he became a corpse. So, what did this mean?